Kenny Chesney, the American Kid, 610, number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD. Got Ricky, got Fatty. Good morning. Sunshine for you right now, 66 degrees as you start your day. Heat advisory in effect. 103 will be the high today, or even a little higher. So be aware of that, triple digits, and then it's going to kick down to cooler temperatures tomorrow. But today, we got to get to this heat advisory, 103. Of course, a big tsunami alert.
Did you see that yesterday?
Yeah, I saw that, and right now, not much happening on it. I think it did hit Hawaii earlier this morning or late last night, and it was kind of, everybody talked about it, but it, you know, did not transpire, I guess, the way we expected. But it was out there, and Washington was like, Washington tsunami alert, high alert there. And we'll keep you up to date as we get more information about it this morning. But I had not heard anything since last night. I just saw it. My Facebook feed yesterday was tsunami. Yeah. And then when it hit ground, it was not much there. But more details got to post for you right there on the station mobile app. All right, we're going to work on some Facebook fun. Other people's problems on the way this morning. Nashville news. And yes, more watershed passes up for grabs, but you got to have the KORD mobile app. Right, Patty?
Isn't it awesome? Yeah, because you don't know when the alert's going to go out saying, we've got your watershed passes.
That's right.
And these are for all the days.
All the days. This weekend, going to be in the Gorge. It's going to be fantastic. Bailey Zimmerman, Jason Aldean, Dirk Spindley, just a few on the list. So get ready to play along and win for some watershed passes on the way with 102.7 KORD.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the KORD mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
KORD, thanks for keeping the KORD plugged in. You got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning. Welcome to it. Tackling the day together, 67 degrees with a heat advisory in effect. Please stay hydrated. Get anything and everything you need to get done early. That way, in the middle of the day, you're at home and in the AC.
Walk your pets early and late.
Absolutely. It was so funny. The last few days, it's been so hot. Our little dog, Roxy, has been outside to go do her business, right?
Yes.
And she's got to go across our concrete,
That's no fun.
But she
it's too hot.
No, I watch her. She goes to the yard. You know, she's So anyway, yeah, it's going to be a hot one out there. Oh, there's somebody walking there, running the dike right now. They got it covered. So right now, sunshine for you and warm. All right, to get your day started, a little Facebook fun for you.
I like it.
Peanut butter, do you like it chunky? Do you like it smooth? Add to our comments list. I'm curious what you guys are thinking.
Doesn't matter to me, but I if I have to choose, chunky.
Oh, same here. Mm. Yep, I'd like it. Yeah, exactly. For me,
remember, choosy moms choose Jill.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So for me, yeah, peanut butter, no matter what, I love it. Chunky or smooth, I'll take it. But yeah, for the most
part. What's your brand? Skippy? Peter Pan?
I think right now I have Jif. Jif's good. But I think I like Peter Pan.
I like Skippy.
Yeah, Skippy's is good. I don't think I've ever come across peanut butter I didn't like.
I know.
So funny. Even on this diet, my wife, we went camping and she went to Yolk's and did the one where you do the drop down thing where it mixes it.
Yeah.
And she's like, she goes, you won't like it. I'm like, I love peanut butter. It doesn't matter. It could be unsalted. It could be unsugared.
Oh, see, no, I need the salt in it.
No, just
I have to.
Raw peanut butter's mix is delicious too, you know? So she was surprised by that. I'm like, no, I love peanut butter. No matter what. It's a little harder to spread when it's that natural kind, though. All right, there you go. Chime in on it. That's our Facebook fun, guys. Peanut butter, chunky or smooth? What you picking today? We want to know. That's the Facebook fun with Rick and Patty.
The KORD Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
It's 102.7 KORD at 7:35. You got Rick, you got Patty. What's going on in Nashville, Patty?
So, Reba McEntire is returning to The Voice. She will be returning to the competition show this fall alongside returning coaches Niall Horan, Snoop Dogg, and Michael Bublé in a promo shared on Instagram this week. The four artists revealed the upcoming 28th season will be premiering on September 22nd. Reba said her goal is to inspire and encourage rather than tear down, adding artists get enough of that out there in the real world. Meanwhile, John Michael Montgomery is putting together a farewell show. He recently announced that his final show will take place at Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky. It's going to happen on December 12th in a press release. He said he stepped on a tour bus for the first time in 1992, and now it's time to bring it all back home for his last concert. His brothers, Eddie and Walker, along with his son-in-law, Travis Denning, will be joining him on stage. Tickets for John Michael Montgomery's farewell show go on sale this Friday. Shaboozy is being slammed on social media after he posted pictures from a photo shoot that the photos were taken against a landscape backdrop in Montana. So the landowner, named Lexi Kotowitz, says the images were taken on her family's property without permission. So in an open letter to Shaboozy on Facebook, Kotowitz says she was taken aback when she learned that he had seemingly crossed onto the private property without permission. She did acknowledge that Shaboozy likely didn't have malicious intent, but still wanted to emphasize the importance that stepping onto private property without permission is a violation.
No, the letter,
well, it's been deleted or set to private. So, you know, we get enough of that.
We know
how important it is.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, Music Row magazine says Kenny Chesney, Wynonna Judd, and Steve Earle have joined Farm Aid's 40th anniversary lineup. It's happening in Minneapolis. The September 20th event will feature other artists, including Willie Nelson and John Mellencamp. To date, the festival has raised $85 million.
Wow.
I was kind of shocked that it was still around. I mean, I've been to several over the years.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, but it's still a big deal.
This is a big deal in Minneapolis. I'm like, maybe I might have to go home for this. Those are your trending headlines.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for new country, 1027 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Garrett Wood, 48 Sheets, there you go, 647, number one for new country. It's 1027 KORD. Your morning commute, you got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning to you and yours. 65 degrees, sunshine, a heat advisory in effect because we're going to get triple digits today near 103 or maybe even a little higher. Ooh. So be aware of that. All right, the first time crush. We'll talk about that coming up in Other People's Problems. That's around the corner for you at 7:10. A mom doesn't know how to handle that with her little 12-year-old boy. So we'll help him out. You know what? We're good at love on this show. Absolutely. So we'll give you we'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. Anywhere, everywhere on your station mobile app, lots of great free content you can check out right now. Growing up for me in my small town of Clarkston, Washington, there was a burger ranch there. Still is a burger ranch there. And it used to be an Arctic Circle. And they didn't want to pay the fees back in the day, so they became a burger ranch. And it's called Sharp's Burger Ranch, one of my favorite places to eat as a kid. Well, apparently there's another burger ranch in Yakima that is very famous, or at least it's been around for a long time, 48 years.
Oh, wow.
And the family's retiring. Oh. And so this other burger ranch is going to be closing soon, and this weekend is their final the weekend if you want to get up there.
You mean nobody would take it over?
No, that's what I wrote in my article. Maybe someone will come along and take it over. For me, I lived in Yakima for a couple of years, and so that's why I wrote about it yesterday.
Did you go to Burger Ranch all the time?
I had been to that Burger Ranch.
Did you?
Yeah, I've been there. So, but luckily ours over here in Kennewick is still open. That's the good news for you. And there's one in Sunnyside. There's one in Prosser. I mean, there are different burger ranches, you know. But anyway, you can check out the article. We got it posted for you. And now I was surprised also by an article you did yesterday.
Which one?
Because I really thought it was Tri-Cities when you're talking about where everybody's moving, you know?
Oh.
Yeah, I was surprised to find
it. It's not Tri-Cities.
I know. I was reading the article and went, whoa, wait a minute. I just thought it was going to be Tri-Cities because we're growing like a boomtown here.
Yeah, we are.
You know,
we're
growing like a weed.
Yeah,
but we're
thriving here in Tri-Cities.
We are. But
there is one particular place in the state where everybody's moving. I will say the cost of a home is, in my opinion, outrageous.
Outrageous.
Yeah.
I saw that and I thought, ugh. And I don't know. And I don't know if the town has the best reputation either. So that's interesting. So check out the article. We got it posted for you. All that right there posted for you now on the station mobile app.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
The number one for new country. It's 102.7 KORD. Well, if you want to win those watershed passes, make sure you download the KORD mobile app. Never know when that app alert's going to go out. Give you a chance to walk away a winner with watershed this weekend. All right, this is going to be Other People's Problems, brought to you by Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business today. And what's going on here?
So, Rick and Patty, my son is currently away at Camp Wooten with some friends. He called me on Monday night. He was so excited because he met a girl he really likes. I've never seen him this excited. He's only 12 and a half. I froze. Didn't give him any advice when he asked for it. Should I allow him to continue to follow his feelings, even though I know it's going to end in heartbreak when they go their separate ways at the end of the trip? Or should I be honest and tell him that they have no future?
Oh, geez.
I'm not quite sure what to do here. What would you do if you were me? Worried mom in Kennewick. Name withheld by request.
Well, I will tell you, you know,
wow,
young love heartbreak. Man, you're getting right to the end real quick there. I mean, 12 and a half. So first heartbreak that you can recall way back when, Patty? Do you recall when it was?
My first heartbreak?
Yeah.
Well, I was in junior high,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
About that time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, usually about that time. I don't ever...
I mean, I remember my first love, Alan. I was five.
Okay, you're 5 years old, right? So, but, you know, it's one of those things where you don't know what's going to happen, because I've known people that met in junior high school who are still married today.
Yeah.
So, but I also met people that were 12 and a half and got their heart broken immediately. So you just don't know what fate or love has in store for your son.
You do not.
You never know. He might form a bond with this girl, and then he might marry her 10 years down the road.
Yeah, you don't know, Mom.
Stranger stories have happened. I've known people who met at church and got married a week later.
I think, though, you have to let kids...
Yep.
I know that you want to shelter your kids, right? But you have to let them live life, right? Yep. I mean, you can't protect them from everything.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking on this particular situation. Is you got to let them get the scrapes. Uh-huh. You got to let them get the bumps. Mm-hmm. We've all been there. We've all had our heart broken. You know, we've had it shattered. I'm sure I've had multiple times for me. Absolutely. And
I remember it was a big deal to like have a boyfriend from different schools. Like I didn't, you know. It was just. I don't know, but I had butterflies, and I remember that feeling.
Yeah, 12 and a half is a tough age. I was
older than 12, too.
So, this may be infatuation.
And it's summer camp.
And it may, yeah. So,
right?
Yeah, so it may be an infatuation. I don't know. I mean, I've, you know, again, I've traveled a lot of years on this planet and met a lot of people that I thought, oh, woulda, shoulda, coulda. Oh, that could have been something. I don't know. You know, you had a moment. Have you ever had a moment with somebody and then it just never transpired into anything else? I mean, my list goes on and on and on and on.
Oh, yeah. Funny, like, what will spark the memories of those moments, right?
Yeah. So I think he's just got to find out for himself. And all you can do is listen to him.
Yeah.
He's going to call. He's going to be excited. He's going to talk nonstop about this girl. Get ready for that, because that's what happens when you hit that. when this is the first time thing, he's going to talk nonstop about it. So good luck with this, Mom. All right. So we're going to take some calls and take some apps and app chats. And you can post on Facebook. Let us know what you do in this situation. Do you be honest with your kid? Or do you let him get the scrapes?
I wouldn't break his heart. No. I would not do that.
Well, you don't
know. But again, I'm not a parent, I don't know.
And you're not there, so you don't know the little girl.
No.
You don't know the girl at all. So, exactly. So, you may be putting the cart before the horse on this one, Mom. So, let's take some calls. App chat us. Facebook us. Let us know what you do in the situation. It's Other People's Problems. Rick and Patty, KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
One for new country. It's 102.7 KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Well, we love giving away tickets. And of course, we got tickets right now for Legends Casino. Boxing is coming, Patty.
It's all part of Roy Jones Jr. And this is going on Friday, August 8th, 7 p.m. at Legends Casino.
You could be right there at the fights. This is going to be awesome. So if you want to do some boxing tickets right now, you can do it. 547-KORD, 547-5673. What caller number do you want to take on
number
this?
Number five. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Caller number five. You're going to win next. It's Rick and Patty. 1027-KORD. Good luck.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country. 1027-KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
27KORD at 737. You got Rick, you got Patty. Partly sunny skies for you right now. 70 degrees, and yes, a heat advisory in effect. So be aware of that today. Could be 103 for your high today.
Can you believe that?
Woo, gonna be a warm one.
Yeah, it
gonna
is.
Be a warm one, Tri-Cities. All right. If you didn't know it, today is National Golden Girls Day. thank you for being a friend.
Who is your favorite?
I love Sophia. Of course, that's the grandma.
I'm going for Rose.
Rose?
Rose Nyland.
Oh, Rose.
She's from Minnesota.
She is from St. Olaf, right?
Yeah.
Is that where she's from?
Yeah.
And then, of course, you had, oh my gosh.
Blanche.
I love
And Dorothy.
Blanche. Yeah, and Dorothy. Dorothy. My foster mom loved the Golden Girls, like absolutely.
How can you not?
Yeah, and I was probably just a little too young at that time, but I've come to have some great appreciation for the Golden Girls. It was actually a fantastic show back in the day. And
Rue McClanahan playing Blanche Devereaux.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
Love Blanche. How can you not love Blanche?
I know.
They did a great job with all the characters. You know, all the characters were absolutely fantastic. I like Dorothy. You know, and Stan was the ex-husband.
Stanley
yep. was the ex-husband.
Mm-hmm.
And they dealt with a lot of, like, social issues at the time as well. So
yes.
it made it a fun show. And interesting enough, in the casting was Betty White was supposed to play
Blanche.
But yep. they flip-flopped.
Yep.
They flip-flopped mm-hmm. the characters because they felt that was too close to, what, Sue Nevins or the...
Sue Ann from Mary Tyler
yeah,
Moore.
Yeah, where she was already.
I didn't know that.
She was already the hungry, you know, the B word on that show, which is kind of funny thinking of Betty White.
She played Sue Ann really good.
Yeah, but to think that Betty White was actually in the 70s, she was like the mean girl, basically,
mm-hmm.
on the Mary Tyler Moore show. You just don't think of
Betty White was awesome, wasn't she?
Betty White is absolutely the best. So let's have some fun with you guys. Anybody out, and we already know there's going to be a lot of calls on this one, we already know it. Anybody have a spicy grandmother? You know?
Like Sophia Petrillo?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Anybody got... Oh, everybody's got a good grandmother story. You got a good grandmother story? We want to hear a good grandma story. Because you know they're out
there. I like grandmas who are feisty.
Yeah, absolutely. They're the best.
Yeah.
They're the best,
yeah,
you know?
And
the best thing about old age, you don't have to have a filter. You don't have to have a filter. Because who you know, you can offend everybody.
Well, you just let them go on.
Yeah.
I do.
Yep. You just let them fly. All right. So we'll take some calls. You got a spicy grandma. Let's celebrate that spicy grandma. Calls on the way. Rick and Patty. KORD.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 1027-KORD.
Your heart, number one for New Country. It's 1027-KORD. Rick and Patty, good morning. 749, 75 degrees for you. Going to be warm. 103 is the high today. A heat advisory is in effect for you. Well, we love today because today is National Golden Girl Day, too. We love the Golden Girls and one of my favorite sitcoms of the 80s. They even did the spinoff, The Golden Palace, which did not do as well as the original, and it only lasted a couple years. They lost Blanche in that particular one, so it was only three of them. And they were running a hotel in Miami. So it's called The Golden Palace. I think it lasted two years.
How do you remember these things?
Because I love the Golden Girls. Who doesn't gotta love the Golden Girls? And I do love Betty White. She's the best. All right, so spicy grandmas. Who's got the spicy grandmas? 547-KORD. We love those grandmas that have no filter. So tell us all about your grandmother.
My best friend's mom.
Okay.
she looks good for her age, but she still thinks she is like 25. She can hold her own.
Yeah.
She definitely is the life of the party. No problem hanging out with her. She can probably party harder than most of us in our late 30s, early 40s.
Oh my gosh. It reminds me of we did a radio thing down in Zillow, Washington one time at this bar, and there was this old grandma lady, and we looked up on the big fan, and there was a bra up there.
Oh,
and
from the grandma?
From the grandma, right. And and we said, "Who's that?" And I don't know what the grandma's name. I can't remember her name, but Bessie or whatever. And we're like, "What's the bra doing up there?" And they're like, "Oh, that's Bessie's bra." And so she was at this event that we did. Wow. And we saw things I didn't want to talk about, or I didn't want to see. She literally flashed the
she
DJ.
She did not.
She did. Oh, she got during this live broadcast, and they're like, and they go, "Oh, that they all that." They go, "Oh, that's just Bessie. That's just Bessie. What? What the? She just flashed us. What are you talking about?
Nope.
That's just Bessie."
Mm-mm.
So Zilla, fun times. 547 KORD. Crazy grandmother stories. What do you got? Good morning, KORD.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Good morning.
Used to go to the wrestling matches, and she was like 84 years old. And she went to the mat, and she had her cane with her, and she was beating the mat. That was the most hilarious thing I ever saw. And even the two wrestlers, they turned and looked at her, and they both of them were laughing.
Yeah.
When they seen her.
Yeah, how can you keep a straight face? How can you keep a straight face when grandma's over on the site, 84 years old, banging her cane? And gets, "Come on, take him down, Hulkster."
I had a great aunt who was into All-Star Wrestling.
Oh, yeah, they loved that.
She was into it.
Yeah, and they
Man.
Yeah, and it's real. It's real. Uh-huh. I don't think so. No, it's real. You get him, Hulkster. Stone Cold Steve Austin. Get chokehold. So anyway, loving these stories. Keep them coming. Got a spicy grandma. 547-KORD. More of your calls on the way.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027-KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Rick and Patty in the morning. And yes, that secret little app alert went out. Watershed passes up for grabs right now to caller number 7.
1027 KORD.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, who's this? What's your name?
My name's Allie Bush.
Well, good morning, Allie. Congratulations. You're going to Watershed.
Yay! Hey, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Congratulations. Great job on that, Allie.
Thank you.
That's how you do it, Allie. Enjoy Watershed passes for all 3 days. Congratulations, Allie. It's going to be a great time.
Who are you? I'm looking. Zach Top, Tyler Hubbard, Nate Smith.
The list
Dirk
goes.
Bentley.
The list goes on. You got Bailey Zimmerman's first time being at Watershed. Man,
Drew Baldridge is going to be there.
Yeah, this list is awesome. It's going to be a great 3 days this weekend. So again, that's why you want to download the KORD mobile app and be a part of these little secret contests we got going on for you. You know, and again, besides that little secret contest, we have a little secret we want to share with you about losing some weight, because I know people have been talking about losing weight and people get frustrated with losing weight. I got frustrated with losing some pounds, and I love when people said, remember Patty, when people said, "Well, Rick, you don't need to lose any pounds." About 20 pounds. I did need to lose 20 pounds.
And you look fantastic.
And I did it thanks to our friends right there at Tri-Cities Weight Loss. I lost over 20 pounds. Kicked the soda habit. That was the big thing I had joked about.
Soda
habit.
But there are other options.
There's so many other options. Mm-hmm. And the nice thing about it is Tri-Cities Weight Loss helped me out. I'm down 20 pounds. And how many pounds are you down, Patty?
I'm 34 Woo. Pounds down, Rick.
That's amazing.
And I'm going to keep going.
That's amazing.
I have, several more pounds to go. I'll keep you guys posted. If you want to lose 20 to 30 pounds in like a month or two, do what we did. Contact Tri-Cities Weight Loss.
I love it. And no prepackaged meals, no surgery, no drugs, no injections. And the best part I love is no exercising, no calorie counting either. So you just follow a list of food. It's that simple.
Well, I know I sound like a broken record, but they give you the map. You follow it, you will reach your destination.
Absolutely. So, and the nice thing is they keep you accountable. Ashley is your personal coach. She's in
She's
there.
She's awesome, isn't
She's
she?
She's in there all the time. Like, mm-hmm. And she'll know. She'll know, go, "Up, I saw you do da-da-da-da-da." You know, that's not on the plan. Anyway, they're fantastic. Tri-Cities Weight Loss. You got to give them a call, right, Pat?
It's 509-410-0670.
And let them know when you call them up for that free consultation that Rick and Patty sent you.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for new country, 1027 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
are just reminiscing about Pendleton Whiskey Music Fest and Kojo.
Oh, man.
Under the stars. And, of course, you swaying back and forth with your bestie, hanging out there. What a great time that was for everybody a few weeks back there at the Pendleton Whiskey Music Fest. A little Kojo till you can't. All right. 822. You got Rick. You got Patty. Right now, 75 degrees. Going to be a warm one. Heat advisory in effect. Please stay hydrated. All right, situation going on in other people's problems. What's going on with a worried mom?
So her son is at Camp Wooten and with some friends, and he called on Monday night. He's very excited. He met a girl, and I think he's in love. I've never seen him so excited. He's only 12 and a half. I didn't give him any advice when he asked for it. Do I allow him to continue to follow his feelings, even though I know it's going to end in heartbreak when they go their separate ways at the end of his trip? Or should I be honest and tell him they have no future? Nice. Not sure what to do. What would you do if you were me? Worried mom in Kennewick.
All right. So a lot of people are responding right there on the Facebook page. You go ahead and call us 2547K or to app chat us what you do in the situation. What's going on? What are they saying here?
Kathy says he's 12. Yep. Let him be a kid. He's going to have some crushes. Some will end in heartbreak. Some are just going to fade away. The advice to give a kid, be kind, be respectful, yourself.
Nice, Kathy. That's actually a great piece of
Isn't
advice.
It? Yeah.
Erica says, that's life, Mom. It may be his first crush, but definitely won't be the last. Encourage him to stay friends after camp. If he's not on social media, maybe he can write letters the old-fashioned way. Having crushes on the opposite sex friends that have been excited about it all as part of growing up. Don't rain on his parade. Just tell him that it's great and how happy you are that he's found a new friend.
Ashley says, let him enjoy his time. Can't put them in a bubble. Wish we could, but we can't.
I like what Lisa said. My brother and sister-in-law have been together since fourth grade. Oh, wow. They now have grandkids. How do you know it has no future? No one ever knows. And that's Lisa. We talked about that earlier, didn't we? Yeah, you don't know. You don't know.
Barbie says, well, for sure ain't going to be able to stop him, but answer his questions honestly. Pray a lot, Mama Bear.
Absolutely.
Pray a lot.
And no one likes, you know, again, no one likes to see their kid get their heart broke. But no. I had a first row seat to my son getting his heart broke in high school at prom. And I've talked about this story before where I knew the girl was going to stand him up. It just seemed fishy, but I didn't tell him that. And we bought the boutonniere. We went and got the tux. We did everything. And I waited by the phone waiting for him to call. Okay, come get me, Dad. She didn't show up. Uh-huh. Because she goes, oh, I'll meet you at the prom. I think, well, that's odd. I'll meet you at the prom. And then she did go to the prom, but not with him.
Oh,
and
that's
And remember, I picked him up later, and he comes out after the prom, and it's like a midnight at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, how'd it go? And he goes, oh, yeah, I got stood up, Dad. He goes, but my buddies were there, and we just hung out, and it was awesome. And I thought, okay, he's a kid. They bounce. Kids bounce, you know, instead of being a...
But was it... So it ended really well. I mean, it...
He got over it. It was But I knew. Yeah. My dad intuition was like, oh, he gonna get... Mm-hmm. She's not gonna show up because it was just too fishy. I was like, too weird. But your little boy is in good hands.
He's 12.
That's right. At Camp Wooten. Let him have a great time. And I have lifelong friends. You have lifelong friends too as well.
I'm just thinking, my husband, I believe, had his first kiss at summer camp.
Ah, yeah.
I remember hearing about that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, again, kids are finding all new feelings and all new fun all there for you. So worried mom, don't be so worried. I think you're okay. 547-KORD, app chat us what you do in this situation. More of your comments on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.